Should we bring him in?
I need to call a timeout. Yeah,
George needs a timeout. Well, let's get a timeout with this guy. My guy, Vers. We need to man this up. It's been all sappy stuff today, talking about Tiger. Were you emotionally moved at all yesterday, Vers, watching Tiger win his fifth green jacket?
It was close, bud. Yeah. I mean, it was that was a cool, you know, having lost my old man.
Yep.
I knew I was in trouble when he went to hug his kids.
Right.
And I was like, uh-oh. this could go bad here. But it was super cool, and you know, you have those that live in the glass houses that are still all over Tiger, and
hey,
I just,
man,
you know,
yeah.
I hope the windows are clean.
Damon said it this morning. We're all flawed. It's just to varying degrees, you know.
Exactly. Yeah,
it's
100%. So yeah, that was a cool deal, man. That was pretty sweet thing to have happen. So it was. I can't imagine going through everything he's gone through, but to be where he is now, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I totally agree. I want to get as much as I can with you on talking some spring football stuff. There was some people, you know, that came out of it going, "Oh, I'm still concerned about the center position. Who's going to be the center?" I guess what stood out to you as you kind of, we'll start with the center and then just work our way out to the entirety of the line. What'd you see at the center spot?
As it all lays right now, I mean, you know, my knee jerk is that there's still a lot of work to go with Cam Jurgens. Then the idiot in me jumps to a conclusion that thankfully I have good people around me. I was texting with someone last night. They're like, "Hey, bud, that kid's been in that position for 2 months and 14 practices, so calm down."
Right.
If I was going to pick a starter for it right now, it'd be A.J. Forbes. I thought he had a really nice game. Looks in control. But, you know, Jurgens, just a couple snaps were a little late. You know, he had the one that got the offsides call on both the tackles, which it comes with time. The piece to me, we're all, you know, if somebody wants to argue the other way, is anticipating the snap count should be second nature at this point in your career. For him, though, you know, he's probably thinking still quite a bit about the plays and the blocking scheme. He missed a couple double teams where he needed to get off on the linebacker that was coming toward him, was engaging. So those are all things that will come with time. Hopefully, you know, I don't know how they're going to rep that. And I don't know if you can get it all done. But the kid's got a lot of career ahead of him. So even if he doesn't win the job this year, I think he's definitely going to be a big player on their offensive line as it comes down the pike here, and he continues to get better.
When you were looking at the trenches with the D-line and the O-line, I guess, what stood out to you? What'd you like? What didn't you like?
I'll be honest, at first, I didn't think that the defensive line got off to the start I would have liked to have seen.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that it was a little slow off the ball to get going. Would have liked to have seen a little more aggression with them as the game settled in. Then I think it started to go really well for them. I thought they played a nice game, did a good job. Tackle spots, I was happy with the way they looked on the tackle spots. And then the guards, when the guards got going in the game offensively, It was odd that I felt they needed to settle in, but once they settled in, it started to go a lot better. So yeah, it was good.
You obviously had to line up and go against some monsters. The one thing about Darian Daniels is Darian Daniels, at least, you know, when he gets off the bus, you go, "Oh boy, that's an enormous human being." I mean, what stands out to you from an offensive line perspective, having to deal with a guy that's what, 6'4", 320?
Just a big man, and it's, again, the motion, right? The movement, making sure that you don't need him to do a lot of it. He's just got to be super quick left to right. If he can get those kind of things done left to right quickly, occupy a couple gaps, definitely a guy that's a missing piece to anybody trying to play a 3-4 defense. And I think his seniority, not necessarily at Nebraska, but his seniority in football is a big, they've talked about it some, but that's a huge piece of the equation for what they're trying to get done there.
Would, for you, Vers, just out of curiosity in your experience, when you were going against D linemen, was it the super athletic guys that had some speed that bothered you, or is it harder to go against just an enormous dude like a Darian Daniels that's, you know, in that 320 range?
Against everybody, you know you have and this will sound odd, but you know you have a 0.2 second advantage, right? You know the snap count.
Right.
So it's what you get done in those 0.2 that's really gonna matter. With the quick guys, you want it to, of course, make it physical, right? You want to get hands on them right away and give them a jolt or a shove because you knew they were faster than you. The big dudes like Daniels, you just want to get quick and in position and use a basketball premise, but ball you man, right?
Yep.
So if in those 0.2 seconds I can get 2-3 steps in, I'm to that play side gap already, and then they have to play back around behind it. Well, speed isn't their game, so that's going to be a win.
Right.
The worst part is when you catch them and they're slanting that way or moving that way at the start. Like, all right, we're just going to run side by side here until somebody goes out of bounds. So, yeah, we'll see what happens.
What I felt like, of course, Martinez, I mean, his pass to Woodyard on the scramble was just like, oh, my God. But I thought I thought Noah Vedral looked good. McCaffrey, you can, you can see it, right? I felt like he showed potential. What I felt like one of the big takeaways for me was, well, I feel as good as I've felt about the quarterback position, even just beyond Martinez, as I felt in a really long time.
Isn't that crazy? Because the thing that we were all frustrated with was like, well, there's no number two, right?
Yeah.
You know, our number one was our number one. I don't think anybody felt 100% comfortable with any of them, but we knew they were the number one. Well, now you feel comfortable with your number one, but now you're looking like, well, our number twos are pretty good too.
Right.
It's kind of a spoils of riches, but for them to go in and know you're going to compete every day, and you want to get it, you know, especially in the spring, is just make it so they have to find a spot for me to play.
Right.
Quarterback's a bit of an enigma. You're probably not going to put in multiple quarterbacks a whole bunch, a big part of the time. But having a guy that if something would happen to Adrian Martinez, God hope it doesn't, but you feel a little more calm behind it, right?
Right.
If something does happen to him, you know you're in a good spot where you don't necessarily have to panic, push the panic button, and it all goes down the crapper if something bad does happen.
Are you vibing with me? And it's all relative to where it was, but I do feel like there's more of an element of physicality in terms of the violence at which Nebraska hits ball carriers now. Like, I do feel like that is improved.
Agree. And when they were the other piece, when they were getting to have to hit the quarterback, the breakdown, wrap up, run through, like mimic that they would do, was there. And they were in position to do that. So yes, I'm 100%. There's some hitting. Those safeties aren't afraid to fly down either. Right?
No.
Linebackers are moving. The game looks more simple to the safety and the linebacker just as a knee-jerk reaction. As I watch the game, it's like they are. There's no hesitation, right? We've all watched a lot of football. A play would go outside to the left or outside to the right, and we'd almost all be sitting like, hey, safety, where are you?
Right. But, right.
You got just down here, but pally, this is where you need to be.
Right.
This is your fit, as old DB says.
Yep.
Well, now it was like, all right, that thing's going right outside. Here comes out of nowhere, just boom, safety.
Right.
Like, okay,
right.
Now we're in it.
I love it.
Awesome to see that it's all kind of slowed down. Wow. Where it can hurt you a little bit was in the other piece of that I thought who had probably the best game and I was happiest to see, but hitting the tight end with the football.
Yeah.
Like, you have these ginormous athletic tight ends. To see them get out in space and run routes, catch the ball, one time, but you know, those things were huge in that game.
Verse, hey man, we appreciate, we know you got a million things going. We appreciate you being flexible, dude. As always, it's fun catching up with you, and we'll catch up next Monday.
How is the new clock?
You know, I feel a little, it's weird. Yeah, I feel like, I feel a little disjointed right now, a little bit, you know? I mean, it feels like, I told George earlier, I feel like I'm trying to do radio with my shoes tied together, you know? Like, I'm trying to waddle my way through this thing. But we'll get it, you know? It's kind of like, you got to, you adjust maybe your three-point stance, you adjust something with it. Like, it's awkward a little bit, then it becomes second nature. That's all it is, you know?
Well, good about being the fill-in, guys. I'll just come in and blow that thing up.
You'll just do what you do, Verz. You know what? You do your thing, all right? We want you for you, Verz, okay? So to hell with adhering to guidelines and rules, all right? That's what I want from you, okay?
Rules are overrated.
Rules are totally overrated. All right, Verz.
See you, brother.
You got it. Verz, every Monday, dropping knowledge on all things football. Okay, one more open segment. Got a thought, hit me up. 402-951-1620. You can email me, nick@1620thezone.com. Hit me on Twitter at Nick Bach. Game time.